With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The GAA's National Demographics Committee is warning that rural depopulation may lead to the death of many GAA clubs around the country if reforms are not introduced and issues addressed. Benny Hurle is the chairperson of the GAA National Demographic Committee. He joins us now. Benny, how big a crisis is this in certain parts of the country, do you think?
It's an existential threat for many small rural clubs in particular, who are suffering from lack of numbers. I think everybody has seen the South Kerry figures, for example, where 83 children in that peninsula have attended school for the first time. 13 primary schools, 83 boys and girls, and a large number of GAA clubs. So in terms of sustainability, yes, it is a big threat. But hopefully with the publication of this report, we can provide some sort of a lifeline to those clubs.
What can be done about this? Because, I'm a GAA member. I'm not in any way unsympathetic to this and to these clubs. And it is sad to see, I mean, particularly talk about South Kerry, some of the greatest Gaelic footballers to ever play the game come from that part of the world. But if people are choosing to live in different parts of the country, is there much that the GAA can do about that?
Well, you see, I would argue that many of the people in the various parts of the country want to remain, and they want to stay, and they want to live in the places where they were born. But due to various factors, including planning policy, might I say, they are forced to move to the towns and the cities. Houses are not available. Planning policies mean that they cannot build locally. So all of those things.
I'm not sure one-off housing is going to save the GAA, though, Benny.
Absolutely not. And we have never advocated to go against the one-off housing policies that the government have. But clusters of houses could be built and can be built. You've seen and heard a lot of cases, particularly in Kerry and along the Western Seaboard, where people want to remain but simply can't. You take the number of holiday homes in areas like that where locals simply cannot afford to buy houses and to stay there. So there's a big a body of work that needs to be done. We want to partner with the government and county councils and local councils to ensure that those who want to stay can. And right now, that isn't happening.
Okay. Is there things that the GAA can do? I know you're talking there about kind of changes in national policy at a government level. Are there things that the GAA can do?
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is very much a twin-track approach where there are internal actions that the GA can take themselves, and then the other side of it is government engagement, because the GA do not have the tools to make the structural changes that are required to resolve demographics issues. So in terms of the internal actions, of course, there are a large range of actions that can be taken, you know, to assist clubs who have challenges fielding teams. You know, we can look at the target growth of new and existing clubs. We can support modified games programmes where clubs struggle to field 15 aside. We can reduce that, and there's a motion coming to Congress, hopefully, to that effect, where you can go down to 11 aside. And each county can develop bylaws to assist participation. We can look at permitting urban players to join rural clubs. We can enable transfers based on familial links.
Just finally, before I let you go, I mean, look, when I was a kid, GAA was primarily a rural pursuit, and there was South Dublin. There was no school that ever won the Dublin Championship from South Dublin. That has changed. It's now huge in urban areas. Do you fear that those changes are irrevocable? It may cease to be a rural pursuit. Is that the ultimate fear?
I really don't hold that fear, because rural Ireland clubs are very, very, very resilient, and rural Irish people are very proud and work very hard, and they've always found a way, and I have no doubt that will continue into the future.
Okay. All right. Benny, thanks indeed for talking to us. Benny Hurl there, chairperson of the GAA National Demographics Committee. Let us know what you think. Are you from a rural area? Is it an issue fielding a team where you come from? What do you think should be done? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.